from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unfortunately, aren't too many options here on the old pick 'em high and low. Patriots and Eagles tonight. Former preseason superstar Kenny Pickett. His over-under is 96.5 passing yards.
Yep, I see him there.
Over.
All right.
Shooters shoot. Let the stars be stars. Pickett.
All right.
That's a terrible idea, though. Over 96.5?
96.5.
What a number. It's a big number.
He's a preseason stud.
He is. He's probably going to play a lot, right?
I'm going to go under on Joe Milton's 69.5 passing yards. This guy's not that good, right? What's with all the hype? He was a 6th-round pick. Everyone knew he could throw the ball far. I don't think he's that good. So I'm going to go under for Joe Milton. Is that it for options? They only put those two up?
That's it.
All right. Joe Milton under, Kenny Pickett over. Right? You said over for Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, sure. Over.
Kenny Pickett. What did they traded a 4th-round pick to get him? Or a 3rd? No, that wasn't a 3rd. It couldn't have been a 3rd.
Seems like too much.
Yeah.
I was trying to put together a Let's Get Stupid. So you just talked on your show?
There's a lot of Justin Fields talk going on ESPN today.
Yeah.
That he's like Lewis Riddick, very much like he takes way more blame than he deserves for his play in the league. He gets treated unfairly, has been his sentiment. And I see that and I'm just like, are we sure? Or is he just a really bad passer?
He's pretty bad.
Isn't he just a really bad passer?
Yes.
Why is he getting more blame than he deserves? He stinks throwing the football.
His number one problem is sack avoidance. He takes, as a mobile quarterback, he takes a ton of sacks. Two of the guys that are the bottom 5 in the league for this, by the way,
yeah,
Fields and Russell Wilson. In terms
both
of
Pittsburgh guys.
If you get to them, you're going to get them down.
Yeah.
Fields takes sacks, which is, you would think it's, oh, come on, he's mobile. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He takes more sacks than he should.
Well, I've seen some breakdowns that Pittsburgh's going to be a weird fit this year because their coordinator, Arthur Smith, does not really mesh with what their quarterbacks are. Like, Wilson is a lot of shotgun, and if things break down, he's very good at understanding like where the ball should go. Whether or not he's athletic enough to do it anymore is a question, but he played a very, very different style in Seattle. And Fields is, you know, run around, create with your legs, a lot of, he gets out of the pocket even when he shouldn't. And what is Arthur Smith? He's two tight ends, run the ball, play action.
Over the middle.
Over the middle, middle of the field. That was another big thing, that Wilson doesn't throw over the middle of the field, and Arthur Smith offenses always do. So you might have a weird quarterback-coordinator combination there in Pittsburgh.
I have a Let's Get Stupid if you want it.
Let's do it.
Thought of it right now. That'd be a fun one for all three of us, an exercise for all three of us to take.
All right.
It's on the Pochettino news.
Okay, new U.S. manager?
Yes. U.S. men's national team set to announce Pochettino.
Apparently they're waiting. He's got to figure out, him and Chelsea are at odds on how much money they owe him. So they have to apparently resolve that before they can officially announce him. So it might be a couple days before he's actually introduced.
All right. Here's the question for you for Let's Get Stupid.
Okay.
I'm thinking, again, like how do we do Let's Get Stupid? It's something comes to your mind, like start to think about it, and how real is this conversation? The U.S. winning the World Cup. The U.S.
Oh, okay.
Wins the World Cup.
Winning the World Cup.
Hold on. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Here's my question for you and for Josh. For every American.
Uh-huh.
Rank it.
Rank it?
On what your teams you would like to win a title, rank them. Where does the U.S. winning the World Cup? Sports God comes down and is like, Joe,
yeah,
the U.S. is going to win the World Cup. But if you'd like to trade it in for a different team of yours winning a title,
yeah,
a championship, I will allow you to trade it. How many teams rank above the U.S. winning the World Cup for you?
This is interesting because I've thought of questions like this before, but never with them.
Never with the U.S.
men's team.
Bills. Yes.
Yes.
I'd rather the Bills win the Super Bowl than the U.S. win the World Cup.
Yes, absolutely.
Sabres. I would rather the Sabres. Yes.
Okay. So here's the other thing. Could they be third for me? Because
Liverpool's won a bunch. You've seen that.
The other two teams that I typically root for in other sports are Liverpool and the Denver Nuggets.
And they've both won.
They've both won in the last 5 years.
Yep.
Would it be third? No, it can't be third.
All right,
Third seems too high, but I can't think of who else I'd put in here.
UB wins the national championship. You don't even have to be a fan. Would you prefer that?
They win the MAC, they squeak into the new 12-team playoff, and then they go on a run.
Would you prefer that? Because
I have to say yes, don't I?
I mean, I'm taking Syracuse football winning the Natty.
You're wearing a UB hat right now. I think you might have to say UB.
I am wearing a UB
hat.
You that Syracuse ranks higher than the U.S. winning the World Cup for me. Syracuse football. Arsenal higher for me than the U.S. winning the World Cup.
Okay.
Does that make me a bad American? I would rather Arsenal.
A little bit.
I would rather Arsenal win the league.
I'm going to put them at third. I'm completely fine with them being
That's
at
your third
round.
Choice.
Yeah.
Can I pick my fantasy team?
No. Okay. That's a good answer, though. No.
Well, can I get all of my fantasy teams? Would I rather win the U.S. World Cup or every fantasy team I have this year where I win the championship?
I've got more options for it. I've got more options.
Okay.
The U.S. wins hockey gold.
Oh, that's good for me, too, because
that's a good point.
I'm kind of into that team. I can't wait to see that game. I can't wait to see them play Canada. I don't know that I should be playing the game this way. I shouldn't. I should leave this out. Part of me is thinking I should pick the U.S. to win the World Cup because that is not going to happen, and the U.S. could still win. I don't need the guarantee over there. I think they could still win it. But I don't think I should be playing the game that way.
Which would you rather have happen?
Is this next World Cup or just any?
The next one.
So on
the next
US
one
soil.
In America.
On U.S. soil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's third for sure.
Can I have them not win it in Kansas City, though? They are going to play World Cup games at Arrowhead. I don't want them to win it at Arrowhead.
Don't we know the location of the final?
Probably.
It's probably
Dallas or New York, probably, right?
I
think it's Dallas. Don't quote me on that.
They're going to put grass into Dallas?
They're putting grass into all of these that don't have it.
MetLife Stadium.
New York? Well, Jersey.
New Jersey.
I think I'm picking the World Cup over U.S. men's gold hockey. Men's hockey, gold. Yeah. I think you got me on UB, though. I think I'd have to pick UB.
You'd get swept up in it.
Yeah. Imagine a watch party with your friends here as UB plays
LSU
Georgia.
For the title.
For the title at Jerry World. Behind, you know, some quarterback that's a freak because he carried him or something. Yeah, UB. How less likely is that? Probably a lot less likely.
A lot less likely, I would think.
How different are the odds? They got to be like, pretty drastic.
What else should be in the mix here? What did I not mention that's on people's lists? You know,
Josh Allen winning MVP.
Josh Allen, okay. Josh Allen wins MVP or the U.S. wins the World Cup.
I'd rather have the U.S. wins the World Cup.
Yeah.
For me, pretty easily. How many people would say that, though? Non-soccer fans would probably say Allen easily, wouldn't they? What about UB winning the national championship in basketball?
I think it's the same.
Devin Levi winning the Vezina.
Oh. Oh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, can I do something with the Sabres here?
Sure.
It's been so long. It's been so
Would you rather
long.
The Sabres make the playoffs
just gonna
or
say
the
that.
U.S. wins the World Cup?
I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say it. I'd rather they make the freaking playoffs than the U.S. win the World Cup. I want to see them make the playoffs. In my adulthood. Not when I was doing math homework. Yeah, Sabres playoffs.
Okay.
Does that make me a bad American?
I mean, I just picked Arsenal. They're not even in the U.S. I might be a worse.
But I didn't even pick them. I'm picking them to get swept like in the first round by Tampa or something.
I would take the Champions League too.
Them winning the Champions League?
Yeah, I'd take that too.
That's just greedy at that point.
Then one or the other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are two different trophies.
Here's another one.
Listen, I would not take the FA Cup over the World Cup.
That's fair.
Arsenal, you know.
Here's another one I would
What if
pick.
It meant the treble though? If they had the FA Cup, the Premier League,
Ooh,
and the Champions League.
That's tasty.
Judges, can I get 2 LeBron titles for the U.S. World Cup?
You want LeBron to win
him,
it?
Can I get him catching Jordan?
Ooh. All right.
That's 2. I get 2, though.
This is
doesn't seem fair.
Again, this is Let's Get Stupid, so none of this can be used against us.
Yep.
Would you rather the U.S. wins the World Cup in 2026? It is also, by the way, cheating because it's 2 years away. If it were starting tomorrow, we would be treating it differently. The same way that, like, trading for a 2026 first-round draft pick does not quite feel the same as a 2024.
Yeah. U.S., by the way, is plus 3,000 to win the 2026 World Cup.
Would you rather the U.S. wins the World Cup or Steph and LeBron team up for a run? Because I'm taking Steph and LeBron teaming up for a run.
I would watch every game.
I might take the U.S. World Cup there because they would be really cool, and then the season would start, and wouldn't their team be...
Okay.
Like, they're on two average teams right now. There was the best meme I saw all week was the end of the Fast and Furious movie where Paul Walker and Vin Diesel drive away, and the caption was, LeBron and Steph, after winning gold, returning to their average NBA teams.
Right.
I would take U.S. gold over that. That's a good one, though.
Everyone would want to be on that team, though, so I feel like that team would go
Well, I don't want everybody on that team. I don't want the U.S. Olympic team. I want those two to drag some scrubs to the title.
All right, I got another one for you. This has become Would You Rather as opposed to Let's Get Stupid. It's within it. Would you rather the U.S. win the World Cup in 2026 or Tiger win another major?
Wow. See, now we're on it.
Imagine the 4 days as he's like, oh, he's back.
Which major?
Not the PGA Championship.
This is the best.
The Masters. That was the Masters. Let's make it the Masters.
Tiger wins another Masters.
Tiger wins at Augusta again. After the car accident and the backs and the leg and just all of it. He somehow pieces his body together with chicken wire and duct tape, and he wills his way to a Masters. Again, another green jacket.
On that description alone, it's Tiger. Just the Tiger. Chicken wire and the duct tape.
I'm getting greedy. I'm like,
is he crawling to the 18th green
to
get that ball into the hole he goes to 18 under.
I want him to have to stick an approach and make a 6-foot putt to win it. I don't know. That's tough.
There you go. I'll even get that specific. He makes a
putt to win.
He makes a 10-foot putt to win the Masters. At 50. Or the U.S. wins a World Cup.
All right, I'll take the U.S. Tiger's won a lot. He's won a lot. All right, this has been Let's Get Stupid. I knew we could come up with one. I do want the U.S. to win the World Cup. It'd be great. Part of this exercise has almost been revealing how unseriously I take it. Like, come on, please. I've never even thought of this idea that they could actually do damage. They get to the round of 16 and we're like, ooh! And then they just lose to Ghana.
Well, quickly, like, how unlikely are they to actually do this? I mentioned they're plus 3,000. How does that compare to the NFL? Who do you think's plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl?
The plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl. That's like... The Titans.
That's not as bad as I thought it was. No.
Okay, not the Titans.
No, the Titans are plus 15,000.
All right. Okay.
The Rams.
Okay.
That seems off, doesn't it? If I asked you before telling what the odds were, what's more likely to happen? U.S. wins the World Cup or the Rams win the Super Bowl? It's not even close, right?
Think about the pool size.
It's the Rams.
You have so many more teams to choose from.
Yeah.
I've got a text for you here. U.S. wins the World Cup, or, this is from Zach, the Bills go to the AFC Championship game.
That's a good one.
He says he wrote, I'd rather take the AFC Championship game. Just seeing it again.
I'm picking the U.S.
Okay.
I'm picking the U.S. Go to it? If you told me go to the Super Bowl, I'd be in. I've seen them go to an AFC Championship game. Yes, I'm desperate to see them do it again. I have not seen the Bills go to a Super Bowl. That's what I want. U.S. wins a World Cup. I don't expect to see that in my lifetime.
U.S. wins a World Cup, or Keon Coleman becomes every bit as good as Justin Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Well, now I got to pick Coleman. I got to pick Coleman for that.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. Yeah, Coleman.
All right. This has been Let's Get Stupid. Because... I think it was all... I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, too.
But it's okay to enjoy stupid things. We all, you know, do it from time to time. Would you rather? All right, we got a break. Would you rather break on time or continue... No, we got to go. Extendo Sports coming up. Practice today, 1 o'clock for Bills and Steelers down in Pittsburgh. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.